Good morning. The high pressure center that brought us brilliant sunshine but cold temperatures yesterday is now sliding off the east coast. This is opening the door for clouds to stream in from the south and west in advance of our next storm system. Clouds will only increase and thicken through the morning and into the afternoon, and light snow will break out across the southern parts of New York and New England by about lunchtime. The snow will add up to a couple of inches by the end of the day in these areas, and high temperatures will make it into the middle 20s on average. Farther north, roughly along the I-90 corridor, it'll take longer for the snow to move in, perhaps until the end of the afternoon or the early evening hours. Finally, the snow will move into northern New York and New England by later on this evening and into the overnight period. Temperatures tonight will drop back into the lower 20s. A storm system will continue to track toward us from the deep south and pass to the south and east of Long Island. At the same time, energy will pivot through the Great Lakes, but it looks like these two systems will remain separate from one another, and without the phasing, it does not look like a large east coast storm is in the offing. However, light snow will continue overnight and into the early morning hours on Friday, with most locations picking up a couple more inches by sunrise. Light snow will persist with the combination of the coastal system and the upper-level storm overhead during the day Friday, turning into a more intermittent variety of snow by the afternoon and into the evening, with storm totals from Thursday night and Friday ranging from 3 to 6 inches across the Catskills, the mid and lower Hudson Valley, and southern New England, to 2 to 4 inches along the I-88 corridor, Mohawk Valley, Greater Capital District, southern Vermont, and northern Berkshires, to 1 to 3 inches in the Adirondacks, the upper Hudson Valley, the Champlain Valley, and central and northern Vermont. Light snow showers will persist into Friday night and here and there during the day on Saturday. Otherwise, the weekend starts off mostly dry with partly sunny skies and breezy with highs in the upper 20s. An area of high pressure will build in on Sunday with full sunshine and staying in the upper 20s. The next disturbance will bring some light snow our way on Monday as highs push into the mid-30s and a chance of a few leftover rain showers and snow showers on Tuesday as highs reach into the upper 30s to around 40. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, on the warm side of this storm headed our way, showers and thunderstorms will develop over parts of the central Gulf Coast moving into the southeast. The Storm Prediction Center has issued a slight risk of severe thunderstorms over this region, with the main hazards being frequent lightning, damaging wind gusts and hail, and also the possibility of a few tornadoes. Meanwhile, a front will move onshore over the Pacific Northwest, inland to the Northern Rockies and Great Basin, and California by Friday evening. The system will produce rain and high elevation snow over the Northwest and Northern California. And the Arctic air will continue over the plains and Mississippi Valley with temperatures 25 to 40 degrees below average. At Mount Washington this morning, 100 miles visibility with mostly cloudy skies and 3 degrees with a west wind at 31 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals and 33 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 19 degrees, the dew point 9. 65% relative humidity, a north wind at 7 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.50 inches and steady. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, cloudy and breezy with snow 3 to 5 inches with highs in the lower 30s. Boston, cloudy with snow moving in late near 30. And in Buffalo, cloudy with light snow and highs in the mid-20s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 24 degrees, the low 13. The average temperature, 19, that's 7 degrees below normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday, 2/10 of an inch of snow, 10.7 inches now for the month, which is 3 inches above normal, and 50.2 inches for the season, which is 7.8 inches of snow above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 35 degrees, the average low 18. The record high 63 set in 1981, and the record low 21 below zero in 1973. Sunrise this morning 6:48 a.m., sunset this evening 5:31 p.m., 10 hours and 43 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Increasing and thickening clouds today with highs in the mid-20s. Light snow tonight, steadiest closer to Glens Falls, lows in the teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with snow moving in by early afternoon today and highs in the upper 20s. More snow and some freezing rain tonight with lows in the lower to mid-20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with snow moving in today and highs in the mid-20s. More light snow tonight, lows in the lower 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with snow moving in today and highs in the mid-20s. More snow tonight with lows in the lower 20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Cloudy with snow moving in late today and highs in the mid-20s. More snow tonight with lows in the lower 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy with light snow, especially in southern New York and New England, tapering off to snow showers by the end of the day, lower 30s. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy, a passing snow shower Saturday, upper 20s. Sunny, upper 20s on Sunday. More light snow likely on Monday in the mid-30s. Mostly cloudy, a few rain or snow showers Tuesday in the upper 30s, and a mix of sun and clouds, mid to upper 30s on Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.